You ready?
This is the Mike Salk Show
on Seattle Sports Station.
Are you ready?
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming through the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Are you ready for a good day?
All right, this hour driven by Wayscarf Ford, and this is when we talk to our friend Joe Fan. Good morning, Joe. How are we?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Congratulations on the big news. I'm pumped to be a part of it going forward with Brock back on the band.
Oh, no, you won't be a part of it moving forward. We're canceling this once Brock returns.
Is going to be a big finale then. I'm going to take some big swings.
Yeah, no, we nixed that. I wanted to keep you. I'll let you know. And Brock said, no, absolutely not. Joe was some chump intern when he was here. And, you know, Brock, big head, super arrogant. There was no way he was going to let you on this show.
I'd like to be upset, but you know what? I get it. You know, there's only room for so many superstars.
Right.
It's like the NBA. You know, one of them's got to go. So I get it.
Typical. Only Brock could make sure somebody's gone, and then have everybody be like, "Yeah, no, it's Brock. It's fine." Just kidding.
Yeah, he's just threatened by me, and that's okay. You know, I get it.
Now Joe will be here. Joe will still be here on Tuesdays, thankfully, and looking forward to having you with me and Brock every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Let me start with Julio. We can come back to kind of what's going on in San Francisco with Jimmy, et cetera. But let's start with Julio. What was your immediate reaction to the deal getting done?
I was pumped. I'm happy for him. Happy for Mariners fans. Good for the organization. I think, it was a no-brainer move. I don't think that it was something that, you know, it was really a big swing for the fence by on their part. Yeah, it's a lot of money, but you got to trust in who the player is and who the person is and what the trajectory is that he's on. But I'm just happy that no one has to sit around and talk. Is it going to happen? How much longer is this going to go? Are feelings being hurt and relationships being fractured between Julio and the organization? We don't have to worry about that. It was cool to see Julio's tweet about the city of Seattle and how much he's embraced the Pacific Northwest. It's an awesome story, and I'm glad it's out of the way.
Am I a sucker for believing all that?
For believing what?
That Julio truly loves the city and all. Like, I generally don't believe those things and just assume it's just athletes sort of currying favor. But with Julio, it feels so genuine.
I think he's about as genuine a dude as you're ever going to find. I mean, everything about him feels genuine. Nothing feels contrived. Between the smile, how he interacts with his teammates, how he plays the game. I don't think anything comes across as manufactured. It's just who he is. And so, you know, would he feel that way towards any organization that he got off to a great start with and was there to support him, was there to pay him a potentially record-breaking contract? Yeah, probably. But I do think he genuinely loves the love he's gotten from Seattle. And I think he understands he is uniquely Seattle's, and him, Seattle has embraced him as such, as really a face of the city, or the face of the city as it stands with Seattle sports right now, with Sue Bird on her way out and Russell Wilson already gone. So, I don't think you're naive for believing that.
Mm. What do the Mariners need to do next?
Well, it starts with, you know, you got to see if who's going to hit down the stretch. To me, their big mistake last offseason was committing to J.P. Crawford at shortstop in every free agent talk that they had. I love J.P. J.P., again, you want to talk about genuine, easy guys to root for. I would love for J.P. Crawford to be the best shortstop in all of baseball because he's that fun a player. It's so enjoyable to have on your team, and he's a guy you want to be good. Jesse Winker sort of in the same ballpark there because he's, you know, a fun dude to have around. He's got some personality. It adds to the character of the clubhouse that, you know, I think we've watched a lot of mundane and vanilla, you know, rosters take the field over this 21-year playoff drought. That was a mistake. I don't think that can be the case this next offseason. I think, you know, you have to look at replacing him potentially. You have to look at second base. You have to look at the outfield and whether or not Jesse Winker is worthy of an everyday spot, particularly because his glove is such a liability. And then I don't think you can have a guy like Marco or Chris Flexen guaranteed a starting rotation spot. And, you know, you already have four locked up with George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo and Robbie Ray, but who is that number five guy going to be? And I wrote yesterday on SeattleSports.com, this just has to be the start of the windfall. That no longer can the Mariners be in the bottom half of the league in terms of payroll? And that has to start next year with, you know, maybe it's not next year they're in the top 10, but certainly 2 years now from now, they're in the top 10 for the foreseeable future while Julio's in his prime and you're trying to be a perennial contender and sparing no expense in the process.
Good stuff, and people should go read that. Joe wrote that. It's up yesterday, or maybe early this morning. It was up yesterday, right? I saw it this morning at SeattleSports.com. What are the Niners doing? Why in the world would Jimmy Garoppolo agree to go back there? And why would the Niners want to have their ex looming over their new beau?
I think it makes sense why Jimmy wants to be there. He's comfortable. I think riding it out and waiting to see if he can get a starting job later in the year. You know, somebody gets hurt, a team needs to trade a late round pick for a quarterback, and Jimmy's the guy. And if they're making that deal, it's likely because they have some hope of the playoffs and making the postseason. I wouldn't be surprised if he decided he didn't want to come to Seattle for whatever reason. He said, "Hey, that's my only option. I'd rather stay here, bide my time. I'll be the backup. If you'll take me, I'll take the pay cut and then be patient. And down the road, I can pick whatever destination I want if teams are calling looking to trade." From the Niners' standpoint, it makes sense from, you know, if Trey Lance gets hurt and you now have the best backup quarterback in the league. That's not a bad thing. But there's no denying the fact that you are keeping your ex around in the same house now. And that creates really uncomfortable tension. And I do think ultimately it comes down to Trey Lance either can play or he can't. But he's going to have a really short leash from the fan base, certainly, because you are going to see a civil war between Niners fans. If they get off to a slow start, if Trey Lance has a really bad game in weeks 1, 2, and 3, I can guarantee you people are going to be calling for Jimmy. And, oh, this is a – what we had Jimmy all along. Why do we even trade those 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance? It's going to get ugly pretty quick. And so, you know, I guess most Seahawks fans certainly, you know, will root against – the Niners, but for the kid, I really hope Trey Lance at least plays competent football out of the gates, because it's going to be a tough situation if not.
Is Shanahan putting his job on the line here?
Well, I think he put his job on the line when, oh, at least his reputation on the line, him and John Lynch, when they traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. Now, I know personally he's got an incredible relationship with Jed York, and so, you know, is this it? Is the leash as short as if Trey Lance isn't the guy, you are gone? Probably not, especially since they've been to a Super Bowl and a pair of NFC Championship games with him. But, yeah, it's not a good look if it doesn't work out, given, again, what they traded to get him. And they could have sat back at, what was it, pick 12 and got, you know, potential Mac Jones or Justin Fields. So they decided he was their guy. They paid a king's ransom to go get him, and we still have no idea what he's going to look like, because they opted to stay with Jimmy G last year, which I thought was a mistake. You know, get your guys some reps so you can get him the experience and ready to roll. It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out this year.
What do you make of the decision to start Geno, and maybe even more so, how many games do you think he'll start?
I think it's the right call. I think, you know, if you look at the Drew Lock experience, which we got a really good view of on Friday, that's just not Pete Carroll ball. It never has been. It's never going to be. And so if he can't trust you to protect the football, you aren't going to be playing. I think it's the right call. And I really am genuinely happy for Geno Smith, a guy who's been waiting a long time to get this shot. He's been, you know, a good teammate as a backup to Russell Wilson. He's got the respect of the locker room. He knows the system. I think it's the right call. And I think he's better than what a lot of people give him credit for. I don't think he's, you know, Mitch Trubisky. I don't think he's Josh Rosen. I think, you know, you name all your journeyman quarterbacks who just aren't very good. I think he's competent, and I mean that as a compliment. And I think it was the right call. And I think he ultimately starts, you know, quite a few games. Unless the season's way lost in the back half of the year, I don't see Pete Carroll going to Drew Lock, because I just quite frankly don't think Geno Smith's going to be bad enough to warrant a decision.
Well, Joe, we think you're competent as well, which is why you will be coming back next week for the debut of the Brock and Salk Show, version 3.0. Thank you. Please go read Joe at SeattleSports.com, and we'll talk next week.
Much appreciated.
All right, there you go. There you go. There's Joe. There's Joe Fan.
Hear the Mike Salk Show every morning from 6 to 10 on 710 ESPN Seattle.